Cross the line, Ember. I dare you, Samantha taunted. Don't you want to be reunited with your friend here? What was the name of the other stupid human I killed? A flash of Ian's goofy smile surged into my mind. I wanted her to pay. I took a step forward. Eli brushed against me, rumbling and blocking me from Sam. Come on now. Lorcan tugged Kennedy tighter into his body. Can't we all be one big happy family? With a growl, I stepped around Eli. You don't know the first thing about being a family. I think West would agree with that. Anger burned my words. Or do you only call people family when they behave how you want them to? Ember, should you really speak about family? When you did nothing to get your dear old dad out of the other world, you left him and your other two friends there. Leaving the ones who weren't important? Is it really being a loving friend or daughter to only take the ones who would help you? You let the others die because you're too selfish to step up to the plate. I snapped. My brain shut off to thought or reason, and I went for Lorcan. Samantha ran at me, cutting off my charge. Energy surged from me, my eyes narrowing. All my different powers wanted to explode out, but the Dark Dweller won. Kill. Prey. Mine. Eli moved with me. Not missing a beat, he went for Lorcan when Samantha came for me. Lorcan didn't even have time to transform before Eli plowed him to the ground. Kennedy went flying through the air, hitting a tree. Her body went limp as she hit the earth, and I prayed she was only unconscious. I drove my force into Samantha, and we both went skidding across the dirt. Samantha and I had fought before. Even with all my different magic elements, Samantha was still a match in a fight. She was quick and powerful, and she no longer held back like the first time. By the time I could get my abilities directed on her, she was already on me, my fists balled in retaliation, smashing into her face. She growled, and her claws popped out, swinging toward me. The Dark Dweller in me responded. I'd been told when this happens, not only do my eyes turn black, but the pupils narrow into a diamond shape. I ducked, barreled into her legs, and knocked us both to the ground. She rolled over me, straddling me. Her arm went back, and her nails prepared to dig into my face. My telekinetic powers threw her into the air, and her body cracked into a stone surface. She thrashed, spitting and twisting against my mind hold on her. The strength with which she fought against my powers tired me. Not able to sustain her, she dropped to the ground. She got right up, heading for me once again. Even with my training, she could physically outfight me. She was born to kill, but my mind held her back from actually touching me. You bitch! Hiding behind your powers! Fight like the Dark Dweller you pretend to be! You think I'm gonna play fair? I laughed. How little you know me, Sam. I will do anything to kill you. She snarled, about to respond, when Cooper, Gabby, and Jared leaped from the forest, halting at the property line. How did they know we were here? As I finished this thought, I remembered they had the ability to talk in each other's head like Torn and I did. Eli probably contacted them. Kennedy! Jared screamed and hurled himself toward her. Cooper and Gabby leaped over the line. They kept in their human forms, but aspects of the Dark Dweller broke through. Their teeth grew long and dagger-like, and their nails became sharp and sickle-shaped. Back off, Lorcan! Cooper scowled. Eli and Lorcan separated. Lorcan stood, rubbing blood from his chin. I stepped away from Samantha, letting my power release her. She fell forward onto her face, but bounced up with her lip hooked in a snarl. Still, she didn't come after me. We had backup now, and we outnumbered them. Jared lifted Kennedy's tiny frame, cuddling her into his chest as he bounded for the property line. No! Lorcan sprung toward Jared and paused at the ward. Jared, stop! Don't you see this changes everything? I was only using the queen to get what was rightfully ours. But the little druid alters things. We can use her. He pointed to Kennedy. You and I are family. Don't you want what is best for the family? This has nothing to do with family. There's no we in that sentence, only you. Jared turned away with Kennedy draped in his arms, then looked back.